USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden stands by everything he said in his Georgia speech last week, where he declared that opponents of the Democrats' election law overhaul bill were on the side of segregationists. Psaki called the speech informative, not partisan. CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
And the GOP Doctors Caucus is demanding Dr. Anthony Fauci apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron on a hot mic during a hearing last week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An L.A. crime spree leaves the DA in hot water with the public.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. That's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do probably a better job this time than they did the last time, because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Microsoft is poised to acquire more companies.
With 3 billion people actively playing games today, online gaming is now the largest and fastest growing form of entertainment. It was announced Tuesday, Microsoft will buy Activision for just under $69 billion or $95 a share. Bobby Kotick will continue to serve as CEO of Activision Blizzard and will focus on culture and accelerating business growth. Once the deal closes, the Activision Blizzard business will report to Phil Spencer, CEO, Microsoft Gaming. When the transaction closes, Microsoft will become the third largest gaming company in the world by revenue, just behind Tencent and Sony. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to 3 lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. School districts responsible for hundreds of Virginia schools are digging in their heels, saying they'll continue with mask mandates, despite a new executive order from Governor Glenn Youngkin. The newly sworn-in governor issued an order on Saturday which allows parents to exempt their kids from mask requirements imposed by the schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.